Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Oh yeah, welcome back to Talking Baseball. It's another team profile and projection, and today we're doing the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I'm going to be as honest as I've ever been with the people to start this one off, fellas. The Arizona Diamondbacks are the black hole for my brain in MLB. I know nothing about them. Like 5 minutes ago when we were prepping, I was trying to think of one player, and I was coming up so blank. So, Diamondbacks fans, don't listen to the thing I say. I'm going to be asking for help from you guys and just reading off websites. I don't know why. Like, last year, I remember trying to fake it. They just escape me. They're elusive. I don't know anything about them.
Not even one player?
I never watched them. Marte. Yeah.
Cattell.
Madison Bumgarner.
Cattell Marte. Oh, yeah. Bumgarner's there now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is Robbie Ray still there? No.
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 What about the other pitcher that's always in trade talks?
Zach Gallen?
Corbin's gone.
You love Zach Gallen.
Zach Gallen's good. Yeah. I don't know why. They're just like, they straight up elusive. I never see him on TV. I never watch him. I don't know. Just being honest here, Jake. Can you tell me who they lost and who they gained?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Haven't been the most active this season. I mean, technically they lost Kevin Crohn. He's going overseas. John Jay, Trevor's buddy, was part of the org. And Mike Leake, who actually opted out of last season, was a part, and now he's a free agent, so he's gone. They added Soria in the bullpen and Devenski. So, hey, a couple bodies down there to get some outs or trade. And catcher Brian Holiday, but it's been a quiet offseason down under, Trev.
Yeah, the lineup is, you know, I know some of these names, Jim, but I'm with you on this is kind of a team that's taken a backseat to everybody's mental space lately.
That's a great way to put it. What are you, a writer?
He is.
Hey, maybe. I do have big hands. So anyways, at catcher.
Small dick, though.
That's me.
Okay. Oh, that was Jake. That was Jake.
Correct.
Now, this guy, Carson Kelly, their catcher, came from the Cardinals. I remember playing against him in 3A. And Jack Flaherty was a big proponent for him. And he'll be catching a lot of the balls there that old Bumgarner's throwing. So that's fun for them. First base, they used to have a guy named Paul Goldschmidt, but they shipped him away to the Cardinals in that deal, I believe. And now they got Christian Walker over there. Second base, Cattell Marte, who's a stud. Shortstop, Nick Ahmed, who's a stud. Third base, former teammate of mine, Eddie Escobar, who I will look for them to be moving somewhere because he's a player, and I think that a lot of teams will be up for him, switch hitting, versatile type of guy, but he's man at third base for them right now. In left field, they got David Peralta. Center field, Dalton Varsho. I do not know Dalton Varsho. Just be honest with you guys right now. And then in right field, they got a redhead, which I love, Cole Calhoun. Go get it, baby.
I like
Jake, Calhoun. Or Jimmy.
Boy.
Yeah, I'll tell everyone about their rotation after I say I don't know anyone. Thank you, Max, for doing the research for us. Madison Bumgarner. Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen is very good. I know him, the milkman.
You know these guys.
They'll come back.
You know all of them.
Like, once I see it, but if you were to catch me on the street, if a Diamondbacks fan was to catch me on the street and they'd be like, John, well, let's talk baseball, and they wanted to talk D-backs baseball with me, I'd feel so inadequate. Caleb Smith. Toucan Sam, he's with the Diamondbacks
now? Your boy,
When did that happen?
That was a August trade in 2020.
How about that?
Yeah.
Luke Weaver, Merrill Kelly.
Your boy.
Attorney at law. Alex Young, Corbin Martin. Okay. In the bullpen, they got Soria. Who's this? Stephen Crichton.
Crichton.
Who's that?
I mean, I'm not dialed in on Stefan. I know Kevin Ginkle, the Gink Man. Let's get Ginky.
Yon Lopez. So, Jake, you take me where we need to be taken.
Okay. Let's do a couple things here. Let's start with Trevor's lineup. Jim, Cole Calhoun, if you're an MLB fan, you know who Swole is. And by the way, he had a really nice year last year, rated out as the 24th best player. So he,
I like Cole Calhoun.
Cole Calhoun was doing his thing. Ketel Marte, he was the MVP votes from a couple years ago. People were wondering how juiced the ball is. Not an incredible last season. They want him to be a main piece for them going forward. And then, yeah, like Trev said, I love Eduardo Escobar, a really fun guy to watch play baseball. Kind of a, if I was making a five-tool light team, like Eddie Escobar's on that. He plays a little defense. He can run. He's got some power, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, I mean, Nick Ahmed, people should know he's one of the best glovemen at shortstop in the game. He won back-to-back gold gloves in 19 and 18, also from the University of Connecticut, so we like that. And then, yeah, I mean, the other guys on this team, Christian Walker and Carson Kelly, what are you going to get? You're not sure. They've got some pop in those bats. The freight train, woo-hoo! David Peralta, one of the few D-backs games I watched last year. They kept calling him the freight train. I was wondering if it was a joke. No. They go hard on David Peralta, the freight train.
Fans or commentators?
Commentators, the social media. They are in on David Peralta, the freight train.
Why? Why is it? How'd it come to
be? I think he's just like a thick, handsome boy.
Okay.
You don't want the freight train coming through.
Okay.
So I don't know, man. Not a lot of sex appeal on this team.
This is a tough listen for Diamondbacks fans.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Look, we can talk. Look, okay, at the major league level, they have some good, solid players. They're in a really tough division, but you can look past it. Look next year, a couple years down the road, their farm system across the board ranks in the top 10. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dudes in the top 100 right now.
Huge.
Like, that's what you want.
Yeah, now, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying tough that, like, their team's bad. I'm just saying tough that we're so uninterested in them.
I'm interested in them. Okay. I like some of these guys here. And I'm curious to see what they do. What direction are they going to go? Like we mentioned, like, we're going to be mentioning with pretty much any NL West team. You have the Dodgers and the Padres at the top. You're not going to break through that. It's just not going to happen.
No.
But they have some players here. Now, these guys start out the year good. They start to trade them. They bolster that farm system even more. I mean, you could see this team 2023 kind of doing the damn thing. So, again, this might not be the Diamondbacks year, but I think at least they have a direction. And you can't say that about a lot of teams. We've done this now. What, this is the seventh team we've done? You can't say that about all these teams. And they do have a direction. I like where they're going.
Yeah, and Christian Walker deserved a little more love the past two seasons. 209 games. 36 home runs. So some legit pop in that bat, a 110 OPS plus. But, I mean, there's just you'd like a little more sex appeal. We'll see what the young guys are doing. I know in researchers Max notes that a lot of the pieces that came over from the Greinke trade, I believe, are going to be getting the call this year. So we'll see what they've got in the bag. But, yeah, man, I mean, just brutal to be an NL West team that's not the Dodgers or the Padres for the next 3 years.
It is. Mm-hmm. Is Stephen Vogt on this roster?
He sure is.
Right? He is, yeah.
Got to give a shout-out to Stephen Vogt, one of my favorite teammates ever. So, again, I'm rooting for these guys because I do like a lot of the players on their team, and they do have a direction, so that is a good thing.
Does Caleb Smith do good? Is he good?
He got off to a hot start, and then I think he was getting hit a little bit. Zach Gallen is the story. He is a stud. Mad Bum, can they find anything left in that arm? God, remember how that all went down? They found out he was a rodeo guy, and then he was throwing 86-mile-per-hour fastballs after the break, and everyone was like, this contract is looking bad, huh?
It's looked bad. It's looked really bad, and that's a lot of this is on Madison to figure it out, dude. I
thought it was Mason Saunders.
Oh.
His twin brother's something the rodeo like guy.
Saunders.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Hey, Trev, can I tell you a little tidbit that I want to hear your thoughts on?
Sure.
Jake and I were at Yankee spring training once, and we were sitting in the stands, and we were watching Caleb Smith, who was on the mound for the Marlins or some other team at the time. And the Yankees had the opposite of a two-stroke strike approach on him. Like, they clearly didn't think he could strike them out at all. So for strikes 1 and 2, they were swinging out of their shoes. And then once they got two strikes on him, it was like, okay, now the at-bat starts, and they just straight up rocked him. Nope. Have you ever had that approach with a guy?
No, like, fear, hey, of the strike.
I know he's not going to strike me out, so I might as well take a hack, 1-2, and then I'll protect and just be normal.
Yeah, I mean, you have the scouting reports. Does this guy have a put-away pitch? Or if he has one, has it been working? Can he control it? If this guy's put-away pitch is a slider, and in the first two innings and in warm-ups he's had zero control with it, then you just say, I am sitting dead red swinging at the fastball, coming out of my shoes, and then I'll take my chances with two strikes. So I don't know his repertoire. And like,
put away pitch is the slider for him. Good call.
If he's not controlling it, you can absolutely just say, screw it.
Yeah, because the fastball only gets put, he only has 8% put away percentage on his fastball. So I guess if the slider's not there, it's a pretty comfortable at bat.
It's a common thing for a lot of pitchers. You know, we'll go through that over the course of the season. Not many guys just are in the big leagues without a put-away pitch, you know, but there are times where, like, they just don't have it, man. They have the feeling is gone for them. It could be a multitude of things, but there's a lot of times where you say, this guy's put-away pitch is gone. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I've got something D-backs fans can get a little excited for, because a lot of this names in the lineup, you kind of know what you're going to get. Escobar, Peralta, Marte, Calhoun, Ahmed, like they each kind of do their thing. The pitchers, I think we're going to have some essentially audition season. Like Luke Weaver, let's find out what you are, because you've had some up and downs as a pitcher. Caleb Smith, yes, same story. I think in Triple A, though, they've got guys ready to go. And this season is going to have teams using a lot of pitchers. We've already seen baseball going that way, but especially coming off the shortened season. And in Triple A, they've got Bukauskas, who came over in the Greinke deal. He's 24. He's ready to go. He's their seventh prospect. Corbin Martin, same thing. He's their sixth prospect. Duplantier, who MLB wants to be a star. They've marketed him a lot.
They do.
He's 26. He's their 10th prospect. So, hey, if you're D-backs fans, I don't know when it happens this season. I kind of hope sooner than later. But get the auditions going. Find out what you've got in some of these young arms so when the Padres have money problems in 6 years, you've got a chance to compete.
Do we have news on Bumgarner? Has there been any changes?
Do you want to hear?
Has there been any updates? I mean, he was awful last year. I mean, have you looked at his peripherals, like his analytics? Bad. Let me show you, Jake.
Yeah.
He was in 2% for xERA, 1% for barrel, 4% for whiff, 1% for fastball velo, 9% for K, 3% for expected batting average, 1% for expected slugging, 2%, like, I mean,
you're skipping all the good ones.
He did really good at walk rate, or not really good. He was 74th percentile for walk percentage, so he was throwing strikes.
And he's spinning the
heater. He's spinning the fastball. The velo's not there at all.
That 86 mile per hour fastball is spinning.
So he was injured to start.
90.
He finished the year out in September. I mean, this is the worst I've ever seen a starting pitcher have these baseball savant numbers look. Like, he's in the bottom 5 percentile for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you pray it's just 9 starts in a weird year if you're D-backs fans. I mean, you just went back to the 2019 on it, and it's not crazy different. And in 2019, I think he was solid. So, you know, hey, he's got the pedigree to fall back on. I'm interested to see, is the arm just out of juice? Because, I mean, that would stink. If he could find it, get a little craftier, you'd like to think a 31-year-old mad bum can still get some guys out, but that arm also has been through a lot of really awesome baseball.
He needs some motivation. I don't know if he's going to get it playing here with the D-backs. Yeah. Look,
well, why don't they put an incentivize the rodeo, you know?
If you strike nine guys out today, you can go to the rodeo.
You can go.
Yeah. You know, you string together 3 starts, you get a day at the rodeo. Mason Saunders,
I'll say this about him. I'll never speak poorly about him because of what he did in the World Series. I believe it was 2014 against the Royals. Like, maybe the most dominant a pitcher's ever been in the World Series.
Uh-huh.
No days rest. In relief, starting, doesn't matter. He was unhittable. Now, we're quite some time removed. We're 7 years away from that. Mm. So he needs a little bit of motivation. Hopefully he finds that within himself. Some self-motivation.
Gallen was so good. He's got one start where he gave up 7 earned runs. And even with that on the books, his ERA is 2.75. Like, imagine if he didn't have that one blow up.
He's real deal.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And he's no H, right?
No H, yeah.
Love that. Gotta love that.
You do?
Got a little edge to him.
We have a Zach in the company here. You need a K. I think K clearly is the most.
I'd rather have a K or no K than an H.
It goes K, just a Z-A-C, then H. H is third of the three.
That's a tough one. Zach.
Yeah. Okay. Jake, are you in agreement there?
Zach.
Sounds like a yes.
Depends on the person.
Okay. Well, because Zach Gallen wears the rec specs on the mound, he is a Z-A-C.
Yeah.
See? That case in point.
He takes off the rec specs. Now a K suddenly jumps into the back of his name, and he's a Zach with a K.
Bloop.
That's
science.
Yes. That's all it is. Over under for this team. Did you ever check the rankings for the last one?
It matched up for the Royals. Can double check again, but we think that's right.
Yeah, I think it's right. They have them going 79 and 83.
79 and 83.
I'll start. I'm going under.
A lot of places have this as like a top, like a upper rotation. Like they got voted in a bunch of places like top 12 rotation in all of baseball and stuff like that. Yeah.
I'll take, you know, what's helped is the humidor. We didn't talk about that at all. They started to put their balls in a humidor. Now it's not as big of a hitter's park as it used to be. I just think they're going to be shipping some guys out, man.
Hey,
they know this is not their year.
Two teams on a piece of paper test. This roster versus the Colorado Rockies. I take the Rockies.
Yeah, they're closer. What was the Rockies over?
They're comparable.
They're very comparable. I think
the Rockies number was like 60 wins.
Oh yeah. Because the clubhouse,
that's 19 Ws.
But the clubhouse in Colorado is just, you know, they're all stabbing each other and stuff.
No, they're too high to do that. You don't stab someone when you're high on life.
Yeah, that thin blood. I thought you were going that way. You bleed out. Like, don't get drunk and be in a hot tub and then cut yourself.
If Vegas has 79, this is one of my easier over-unders. Take the under, go get the free money. I mean, coming close to 500 for this team, I just don't think it's going to happen.
I agree. I don't know why it's high.
Dock it. Another consensus, because I don't get it. Paper test, you take the Rockies. And even if it's close and you're missing something,
I think this team has the Rockies, to be honest.
Shouldn't it be a 19-game gap between those two teams? So,
that's true.
Maybe Dalton Varsho is nasty.
Zach Gallen's a New Jersey guy, so that's cool. But he's South Jersey, so he probably is a huge Eagles fan.
Philly guy.
He probably talks like garbage mouth, so I don't know. I don't know about all that.
Hey, respect my fellow Philly fans. I'm a legend there. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
I am taking the under as well because I don't get it really, to be honest.
Feels wrong.
What are they?
Feels like something's going to come out and the Vegas number in 2 weeks is going to be 68 and we'll be like, oh, yeah, that felt right.
Yeah.
Or no, it's in the sevens, but it's a low seven.
What did they have it at?
78? 79?
79-83.
I mean, they got to play 18 games against the Dodgers and 18 against the Padres, right?
Two wins from 500? I just don't think it's going to happen.
What's it? Is it 18? 19 apiece?
I think it's 19.
19? So we're looking at 28 games against those two teams?
I guess they get to play the AL West, too. No.
Yeah, I just don't get it, really. All right, I'm sorry, Diamondback fans.
Sorry, Diamondback. We're sorry.
This couldn't have been a fun listen. Did Max have a fun stat for him, at least?
It was about the...
No, it's not a fun stat.
Max's fun stat is Madison Bumgarner recorded the fifth lowest average exit velo on ground balls, 80 miles per hour, but the second highest average exit velocity on fly balls at 95.9 miles per hour last season. No other pitcher ranked in the top five for one and the bottom five for another. Say it, Jake.
I was going to spin it the other way because that's very sad. Corbin Martin, I've mentioned this before. Corbin Martin, JB Bukauskas, and Seth Beer, the power hitting first baseman corner outfielder, all acquired from the Astros trade in 2019, all have a chance of playing baseball this year. So if hats you can off. Get behind anything.
He has to stone cold a beer.
Seth Beer.
He's got a stone cold Steve Austin a beer every home run.
Seth Beer night at the stadium?
See you tomorrow. Another episode. Episode of Day Every Day until opening day.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.